Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
I didn't care to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hola.
What up, y'all?
How y'all doing?
This is weird. Awkward.
Why does it feel like it's been like 8 weeks since we recorded?
Because it has been a while since we recorded.
Like in the studio.
In the studio.
This is Ricky.
And this is Cuisinart.
Oh. It's a very fancy name.
Cuisinart.
You have a blender on your head.
Instead of fruit, I have a blender.
That is a food processor or?
Oh, popping. Something's popping over there. Something's pulling and popping. Something's popping over there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky. You're listening to episode 679. We record out of the Chicago area. Chicago in the Rogers Park area. Which was voted the 11th nicest neighborhood in the nation.
And the first in the city. I was like, what? As Ricky is pumping his hands, open palm in the air. I'm like putting it down.
So I told some Duvet. What's the guy from
Duvula.
Duvula.
God, girl, get it together.
I can never. Why? I always want to say duvet. It's like a duvet, girl. I said that
you want him to lay on you like a duvet.
Hey. I told him that we would periscope a little bit while we're recording.
No one likes that.
Everyone loves a periscope.
No. Well, a periscope is something different than a periscope.
Oh, yeah, whatever. I'm old and I don't know what that means. So we're live now. And so I'll just point it to you. No one's watching, so who cares? Actually, we need to set this up so that it looks at both of us at one
You've been saying that for years.
But I don't really know how to do that. And no one's... How do you get people to come on and watch you?
You announce it like weeks before.
Oh, you plan.
Yeah.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
In your gay planner, you should have done that.
Oh, this is called my gay bowl now. My gay Bible.
Girl, I think you're making it up.
It is made up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, we have two listeners, Trucker Alex.
Hi, Trucker Alex. I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I don't think... let's see. How do you see the viewers? I'm old. I don't know how to do
I don't know how to do that.
Hi, chat. I'm not for sure. No, we need to have that chat going. He said, hi, y'alls. Hi, Trucker Alex. How are you?
Oh, we're getting little hearts.
Yeah, we're getting hearts. People love us. All two people watching us. There's right. Someone else watching us. Can you say
Say what up?
Oh, we got another person.
Yeah?
We got another person. Mm-hmm. We have three people now. Ooh.
Nice. Hi, three people.
They're leaving because they're looking at you.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. So okay. We thought we would periscope a little bit just to say, hey, so you can take at the phone. And then remember, boobs up.
Oh, boobs that's really sad.
Up.
India or...
did they say something bad?
No, there's
some people,
people
can be really mean on there, though.
Yeah, well, they can suck a dick.
Like this?
Duvula's on.
Or like this.
Ew. He said, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you like that?
That is not attractive. That is not attractive.
So he said, I told him that I would periscope a little bit. And he said,
oh my God.
He said,
we got him stopped on the road is what he said.
Oh, damn. Not stopped on the road.
On the side. And India Ari.
Oh.
She put those two crying faces, like laughing.
Oh, that's good.
Hysterical.
Is that a stranger?
I guess. Come join our podcast. It's Foul Monkeys. on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on iTunes, on...
It's Foul Monkeys on everything.
On everything.
Like, everything.
Even on your vagina.
On your dick.
Oh. Oh. your Geronimo style. Someone said ew. Jero said ew.
I wonder if they said ooh about who's on the camera or ooh about what we're talking about.
Well, apparently he's very vocal, so he'll answer.
Oh, is he saying some other things too? Don't read me mean stuff that'll make me want to kill myself.
Trucker Alex said, I'm kind of a captive audience stuck in this truck.
Yeah, because Trucker Ew. Alex is actually a trucker. Did he say ooh again?
No. Yeah, he said ooh. Coleman. Someone said hi, boys, but I can't read it.
Oh.
Someone, V-L-U-S-Y-K.
No.
Some sky. Love sky.
So let me take it off of me so that people can...
Yeah, you go ahead and do
there
that.
There you go.
I don't want people to see me.
Don't look at it me. Says, I'm going to KMS. What does that mean?
I don't know. Kick some ass.
What's Kiss up? My ass.
What up, y'all?
Oh, we have like 9 people. I Everyone know, take really off hot. Your clothes. Oh, Coleman said they're going to kill themselves. Well... I'm sorry. You shouldn't do that. That's kind of stupid.
That's sad. But if you need help, we're here.
Right.
If you need someone to push you over the ledge, don't hesitate.
Blue Psych, we are podcasting. This is just a video, but we do a audio podcast called Foul Monkeys. You can find us over at iTunes.
Right out of the beautiful city Damn. Of London.
We went from 9 listeners to, or 9 watchers to 3. You're so pretty, Roger. I hope that person didn't go kill themselves. Maybe that's why it went away.
He dragged all 8 of them with
right.
him.
Oh, she's in Russia. Hi,
Hi
Russia.
Russia. Oh.
Hi, Russia. And we're not like...
How are your gay laws over there?
Duvula says he's still there. Trucker Alex. Oh, I think the Russian girl left. Oh, nope. Here she is. Yak. Yeah, Katerinburg.
I have no
I'll have
idea.
To look it up. I'm not for sure where it is. But we're in Chicago, Illinois. So if you can get our show, we would
That's
love to
too
have
much.
Some
too much.
Oh, too much.
Too much information.
We're too close. Just too close.
Like, look, I'm spitzing over
I
here.
I know, right? Oh. It's all the movie lights.
I know. It's because you know, we're set. On set.
Okay, so we're going to go. Hold that for me.
Say goodbye.
Bye. If you...
Oh, we only have 2 people.
I know. It's
sad. Probably Trucker Alex and Duvula.
No, it's the girl from Russia. She's still on there.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Check us out on iTunes, and we would love to have a Russian listener. You can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Oh, Duvula said, what the fuck? Where are you going?
Well, we can't hold the camera and do the show because
we are in Chicago.
Yes. Who?
Volska.
Oh, I can't, she's in Russia. Yeah, she's
yeah, the Russian girl. Tripod. That's what.
Oh,
we mean.
Tripod. Yeah.
Well, we can have you standing one. Here, Duvula. Right.
We could. You could stand here and like watch us do this.
Right.
But
although your third tripod would your third leg would be a little disturbing.
Disturbing.
Or I should say
interrupting.
Yes.
But yeah, we gotta go.
He said in a few months
we have an audio recording we need to do.
Okay, Russian girl, can you listen to us on your podcast? Foul Monkeys, it's from Chicago. I don't know how iTunes works with American
podcasts. It may be there, or you can go to foulmonkeys.com and yeah, get it there.
Right. And we usually do we post a show on the Facebook site? No.
This
right?
goes to Twitter.
Okay.
I don't know if it goes to Facebook.
But our actual podcast, like when we release it, doesn't, audio. Right? Because it doesn't go to feed. Okay. You can also look at us.
Maybe I need to look into that.
Yeah. You could also look into, like, if you have a podcasting app in your country. Yes. He has my friend, Ricky. That's
Hi.
Him. Oh, look at his nose. He's got 2 doggies. One dog. Deaf dog. Deaf dog. Asshole dog.
Hearing dog.
Deaf.
Is there still just 2 people?
Yeah, just them.
Oh, that's sad.
Okay.
We're not popular.
Bye.
Bye.
Don't forget, catch us on your podcasting app.
Bye.
What did she say?
She said they're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Girl.
Anyways, back to the recording because we are recording live.
I totally forgot 10 minutes of being on Periscope. Sorry.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sure you guys will just love this. But so what's been going on? What's happening? What's the tea?
Not much. It's been
Roger.
Really busy at work. What?
All the podcasters in the hospital. I know. You were in the hospital.
I kind of started it.
And then Baron. And then Mark.
And then Taylor.
And then Baron again.
Is Baron back in there because of his kidney stone?
Yeah.
So he probably hasn't passed it, or either that or he's passed it and it was just painful.
Or his like kidney is like failing, about to come out.
That's not good.
That's so scary.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where you tend to reevaluate your health.
I've only gone to the hospital twice in my life, like for illnesses.
I've gone twice.
One of them was severe, like flu. I had walking pneumonia.
That's awful.
Like I was at work. And this is how much that I care about my job, which I should not even give a shit.
Right.
But this was like, and I was like 20 probably when this happened. I literally went to my job and passed out from coughing because my brain was only getting like 80% of the oxygen it needed for my body to function. 80.
Oh.
I worked at Walmart. And they're like, you should probably go to the hospital. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, but you could just drive yourself. I'm like,
oh, I just fainted.
I just almost died probably. But I was really, really sick. I have never been so sick in my life.
Oh,
and the other time I just checked into a mental hospital. That's okay.
You know, the usual.
As we do. You know, one does. Everyone does it. Me, Mariah. Whatever.
Crazy. You crazy girls.
So crazy. I'm crazy like everyone else.
Yeah. Well, it is scary. I think when you're in the hospital, like I know when I was in the hospital like 2 weeks ago or whatever, like it really seriously made me consider like really taking a much better care of myself. Cause I was like, I don't want to end up in here again for something that's even more serious.
And then a day later you were eating a $5 box from Popeyes.
No, actually I was not. However, I have not eaten good since I've been to the hospital, which is horrible, isn't it? But I think starting on Monday I'm going to like throw out all my candy.
Always on a Monday, girl.
Which is horrible, always, right? Cuz you're so stressed out on Mondays, right? And whatever, but
maybe you should try Tuesday. It's the next Monday.
Maybe. I don't know. It depends because, like, that's the thing is that when I'm stressed out, it's like,
no, you can't eat healthy. We're going to Milwaukee this weekend with Melissa, Marissa, Miranda.
Oh, what? That's right.
Spirit Mom. Hallelur.
Hallelur.
Can't wait. I'm so excited to pick her up on Thursday.
I mean,
what?
Calm down.
I was so excited. I called Big Fatty Show. Stupid. I was like, I don't have 7. Wait. How do I say it? I don't have 9. I don't have 8. I have 7 days before I pick up Melissa Miranda Miranda.
Stupid.
Because you know when he announces his birthday, he goes, not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4. 4 birth, or exiting of the vaginas, or exiting of the birth canal is what he says.
So weird. Don't listen.
Love him.
I'm like,
every morning on my way to work.
I know
if I'm running late or not, if I get to a certain point and he's already been like another show's on.
Oh.
So.
See, I'm kind of the same way with my shows. Like, I start my podcast as soon as I leave my house. Mm-hmm. As I'm getting on the road, I start listening to them. So I'm like, okay, I start timing. I'm like, it's been X amount. Because I listen, there's one show that's about 2 hours and a half.
No, that shouldn't even be allowed.
But the reason why I listen to that is because it just gives me like, they're funny as hell. And I've talked about them. It's Watch What Crappens, which they review all the like Bravo shows. So for me, it's like, I listen to them not because of the content they're talking about, mm-hmm. but because they're fucking hilarious. And so that passes the time for me. And because it's like 2 hours and a half, they only release two shows. So I can listen.
So you say 2 hours and a half.
Yeah.
I say 2.5 hours. Like, do you think that's a regional thing?
You know, people used to make fun of me about that.
Well, you know what? Tony says 2 hours and a half also. I wonder if it's just like how you were brought up or.
I think so. I don't know. Cause like
in Spanish, would you say that 2 hours and a half? Is that how you say it in Spanish?
Kind of. Cause it's, if you were to say 2 hours and a half, you would say dos horas y media. Mm-hmm. So it would be like, if you translate that, it would be the and same. Half, yeah. Yeah. And how do you say 2 hours?
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Yeah. I've never said it like that.
Y'all, let us know how you say it. We need to know.
I think it is supposed to be 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. I think the proper way to say it is 2.5 hours. But you're not the only
person that said it like around me here. So I thought maybe it was because it was Chicago or Midwest.
I don't know. I always think like it's 2.5 hours is more an exact time versus 2.5 hours. It seems like
you mean 2 hours and a half.
Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
2.5 hours, I feel like that's an exact time. Like they're giving like, whereas I feel like 2 hours
and a half.
2 hours and a half. Wait, I'm
that's
confused.
The same.
Fuck! I'm so confused. Y'all, this is hard.
Y'all, time is hard.
Wait, how do you say it?
I say 2.5 hours. You say 2 hours and a half.
I think that one, 2 hours and a half, is exact. Mm-hmm. Whereas the way you say it is more like a loose. Like, that's how I feel.
It still means 2.5.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but I think when you say 2 hours, 2.5 hours, it's more like place da.
How dare you?
How dare you? I don't know. You know what? People have made fun of me for that. Like, they've...
Well, I wasn't making fun of you.
No, no. Well, you were. But other people have said that to me. Put it out.
But I wasn't making fun of you.
They always say that to me. Why do you say it like that? I'm like, is there a wrong way to say it?
Well, also, I notice people here say washroom instead of bathroom.
Yes. That is a regional thing.
Yeah.
I think that is like a Midwestern thing. Like, it's the same thing with pop and Coke.
No, pop and soda.
Or pop and soda. But a lot of people use Coke as a reference to anything that's dark.
People here say pop.
Can I say it? Can I get soda. A Coke? Oh, well, soda. We have Pepsi. Well, that. because it is Pepsi.
Yeah,
Cola.
Coke. Can I get a Mountain Dew? Can I get a Coke?
Yeah, we say pop here in this area. It's really funny because I had a couple California friends when I was younger, and they're like, why do you guys say pop? Like, what's pop? And I'm like, that's soda.
They say pop in where I'm from in Virginia also.
Really?
But in Florida, they say soda.
Soda, yeah. Can I get a soda? I don't know. I've never... To
and
me,
my
it's
grandma
the same.
Used to say sody pop.
Sody pop. I guess it's because it's soda pop. Mm-hmm. But what is a pop? Is it in reference to the fizzle?
Yeah, the bug.
Carbonate?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. All right. Well, today, that's the end of the show.
You guys... Yesterday, Christmas was here.
In April.
Oh, my God. Why did we get more snow yesterday than we did all year?
Which I don't even think that's true, but we did have a little dusting that's still on the ground.
We needed to, like, literally when it all done, we needed plows. I was like, damn.
No, you did not.
Yes, it was a good, like, half inch of snow. Get the plows out.
Last night I was driving home from dinner. And
from the din-dins.
When we got to my girlfriend's work, because she left her car there, it was started to come down kind of heavy. And we're like, what the fuck? It's like literally it was like a blizzard.
What about during the day? Did you see the huge snowflakes during the day? I've never seen snowflakes that big.
Yeah, it was pretty big. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? If climate is not a problem, it's April. Why are people in like Pennsylvania and New York literally shoveling snow?
Right.
That does not exist.
Crazy. Craziness.
Crazy weather.
Speaking of crazy, mm-hmm. We're just talking about all kinds of shit today. We're not even in order.
It's show today.
Did you see that shit Rick Scott pulled? You know, the lady that cussed out Rick Scott and then he turned around and made a commercial targeting her.
Yeah, I did see that. Okay, first of all, I did not know who Rick Scott was.
Wait.
Right, I know. I finally saw this morning. This morning I saw the
Did you see both? Have you seen both?
No, but hold on. So I saw the video of, like, you know how they do those, like, what is it, those A+ and, you know, those kind of websites now that are doing, like, those videos of, like, kind of, like, informing people, like, informative.
Right.
So anyway, so I saw one this morning about Rick Scott, and I was like...
Oh, is that the guy that kept, was getting scared?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, oh! So I was like, oh my God, what, like, who is this guy? Because I didn't know who the fuck he was. And then... I saw the video and I was like, oh, he's a fucking asshole. And he's creepy looking. So then...
My workplace made me shake his hand when he was running for governor or when he was senator.
How did they make you shake his hand?
Because he came into the building and they had us all line up.
I would have been like, mm-mm.
So we're going to listen to this lady scream and yell. Can I get the thing? Can I get the thing, please? You guys have to listen to this. It's like the most amazing thing ever. Besides,
maybe turn this, it down a little.
I talk with my mouth. Be really loud. But I sell with
commercial.
Scott!
And then, you know. Oh, making me nervous. Hold on. You guys, we got to get this shit together because we're doing a live show for our 10th anniversary.
I know.
April 29th at 8 p.m. on Pride
Central 48. Standard Time.
Central Time. Yeah. You ready?
So it'll be 6 California, 7 Albuquerque, and 8 Chicago, and 9 New York. York.
All right, you ready?
You cut Medicaid, so I couldn't get Obamacare. You're an asshole. You don't care about working people. I'm not talking to you. You don't care about working people. You should be ashamed to show your face around here.
We got a million jobs.
A million jobs? Great. Who here has a great job?
You should.
Or is looking forward to finishing school? You really feel like you have a job coming up? You stripped women of access to public health care. Shame on you, Rick Scott. We depend on those services. Rich people like you don't know what to do. When poor people like us need health services, you cut them. Shame on you, Rick Scott. You're an embarrassment to our state.
Sweet.
Good for her.
Right. So this is the ad. He turned around after this happened because... You know, because she literally called him out for his shit. So let me find the video.
Yeah, I saw some of the stuff that he cut, and he's totally fucked Florida.
Oh,
but you know what?
Totally
let me tell
Florida.
You something. This is a perfect example. I'm gonna get on my soapbox. This has got my
Go ahead,
blood boiling.
I'm looking.
This is a perfect example of why it just falls on me as to why women vote Republican. I don't understand that. I get that you want to be fiscally responsible. Look, I am also wanting everyone to be fiscally responsible as well. But how the fuck are you, a woman that has a vagina, still voting for assholes like that?
Governor Scott. Oh, sorry. All right. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, this is the commercial that he paid for.
I saw that. But I didn't hear that, it, but I saw that. Yeah.
That he paid for to attack her.
Because she
used to be a government official.
I was going to say, yeah, she used to be an official.
It tells us here.
You may have seen this video of a terribly rude woman at a coffee shop cursing and screaming at Governor Scott.
You're an asshole! You don't care about working people! A million jobs? Great! Who here has a great job?
Well, that woman clearly has a problem. And it turns out that she's a former government official who refused to recite the Pledge of Allegiance and calls herself an anarchist. But never mind about that. Let's look at the substance of her question about who around here has a job. I'm glad you asked. She was at Starbucks in Gainesville. So let's take a look at who around her has a job. Since Rick Scott became governor, 9,300 new jobs have been added, all in this area. In fact, unemployment here was cut in half.
A million jobs? Great! Who here has a great job?
Well, almost everybody. Except those who are sitting around coffee shops, demanding public assistance, surfing the internet, and cursing at customers who come in.
What an asshole.
I mean,
he is such a fucking douche.
Who okayed that? Like, you are a politician. You're not supposed to act that way. And just because someone disagrees with you, you're a public official. She seems like she knows her shit, so I'm pretty sure she voted. So she has a right to fucking complain about anything she wants to complain about.
Oh, yeah.
So, but then to say, oh, lazy people that sit around Starbucks on the internet, fucking people have business meetings in Starbucks. He's such an asshole. totally an asshole.
I mean, is he still governor of the state?
Yes. And it's not even a good yas. It's like, you know, it's like diarrhea.
This is the reason why women need to be informed about who they're voting for. And again, I will stand by this statement and I will repeat it again. I don't understand how any Republican woman, any woman for that matter, would vote for a Republican when they want to take away the rights to your vagina. And, you know, and that's the thing, like, I mean, for example, like with Donald Trump, when he said about rape, that women should be held accountable for abortion.
And punished. I think he said illegal abortions, but still, doesn't matter what kind of abortion you're getting, it's your body. You make that decision.
And I don't understand
why. And it
why...
wouldn't be illegal if you weren't such an asshole and make it not legal.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that I don't understand is, so the right's stance on it is that it is that they're coming from at it from the religious aspect. Is that correct?
I assume so. Yes, because life starts at
inception.
Yeah,
and I just don't. That doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand. They're like, when I see women take this, you know, like I see women at these. I can understand men voting. Because
they're dumbasses,
and they, most of the time they don't really educate themselves. They just go on by whatever. It's like, you know, it's that whole cheerleading mentality. They see one person, rah, 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 hot,
they'll vote for them.
They'll go behind that. We're, you know, I hate to say that, but a lot of, on an average, I think men are a lot more followers than they are, you know. But women, I think, are a lot more on the
aggressive,
a thoughtful side. Like they will think about things a little bit more thoroughly. What I don't understand is, once again, how do they want to vote for someone who is going to take away their rights to get rid of something that they know they don't want, because whether they can afford it, because their husband raped them and they didn't want another child and their husband raped them and they can't say anything because they're held to that as a prisoner. Because they were raped.
It's not healthy.
Like, it's not healthy. I mean, it just there's a myriad of things that would just make me think, as a woman, why would anyone want to vote for
that? The one
girl
here in Chicago was so afraid to have an abortion. She had her baby, and the instant she had it, she threw it out of a fucking window 10 stories.
Yeah.
And it died.
Yeah.
And it didn't die from the fall. It died because it was cold outside. That's how it died.
It just, you
but
know,
that it should not be like that.
Well, you know, here's the thing is that I think the abortion thing stems, I think, me personally, I think it stems from the fact that our sex education is horrible in this country. We shame sex. Like, sex is so shameful in this country that the idea of having that, it's like, oh my God. But I think if you educated kids from a get-go properly, I think that the abortions could potentially go down because people are more educated about what are the consequences of if you have sex, this is what's going to happen. You can't stop something from that is going to innately happen, but if you educate people early on, I think this would decrease the amount.
This is like what pissed me off about the whole situation. It all pisses me off. But like this thing about how they make the women see the heartbeat. They make the women see the x-rays. They make the women do this. I'm pretty sure a woman just doesn't wake up and say, oh, gonna get my abortion today.
Right.
I'm pretty sure this is something they thought long and hard about for a long time.
I think that's probably the average woman, yes. And there are some women that would probably think that way, that we're just like, I just don't, this is not who I am. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Get it out of me. And yeah. I understand. I just, you know, this leads to then people doing those, you know, alley abortions. I mean, granted,
falling
those
downstairs.
Are, right. Causing
chemicals.
Ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, it's insane to me that this is still a hot topic in this country.
It's 2016.
And that we have white old men trying to control the vaginas of this country. It's just, I don't get that. Why would you ever, want to have someone tell you what you can and cannot do to your vagina? It's as simple as that fucking question. Why would you ever want someone to tell you what to do with your vagina unless it is a doctor that is telling you this is what's happening inside
of it? Because you have people like Sarah Palin. Those are the kind of people that are voting for. Ugh, fucking hate that bitch.
I wish that she would get raped and have a baby, get pregnant, and then see what she would want to do.
I don't think it's possible because she's so evil. Well, I don't even think it's possible for her to even have
Well, she would probably be like a widow and eat the shit out of the... kill the person who's fucking her. One. Two, I don't know who would want to fuck
her. They don't want to kill themselves first.
Right, exactly.
Oh, she is such a bitch.
I mean, I that was just a joke. By the way, I don't need any letters, even though I do not like her.
I'm just saying, I ain't crying if she dies.
There's a lot of people that I'm not going to cry if they go away. But I'm going to say... You know, it makes me evil. And, you know, like my roommate, his mom is a staunch Republican. And I asked him, I said, you know, I'm kind of curious to find out, like, who is she voting for in this election?
He did not say Donald Trump.
And she was like, he said he doesn't know, but that more than likely she would vote for Ted Cruz, right? Because she's a Republican.
No one does that.
And I said to her, I said to him, you know, because I've had this conversation with him many a times. And I said, how is it possible that your mom is a Republican and she has a gay son?
And
loves you completely.
Because I would pull that card so quick. Oh, if you loved me, then you would not be voting for this person.
Well, that's what I said to him. You know, I said, you know, because this is before, like, I feel like gay rights right now are very much in the forefront still. They're very much in the news, especially with places like Tennessee, North Carolina, Mississippi, and all these people talking about freedom of religion and yada yada fucking yada.
Freedom of racism.
It's called you want to be racist towards people, because you know what? Let me tell you, those laws that they put in place are not just going to affect gay people. That is the guise that it is under. It will it could attack
all minorities
of any kind. So if you walk in and you're a Muslim, they can say, I don't want to serve you because you're Muslim. If you're black, I don't want to serve you because you're black. I don't want to serve you because you are a Southern Baptist. Like that.
Well,
is
I
stuff,
think that's okay.
I don't think so.
That was a joke.
Southern.
Calm down.
Southern white Baptists are right. Not okay. But if you go to a Southern black Baptist church,
you're going to be eating good and singing.
You're going to be eating a Kentucky fried chicken up in there.
That was racist.
No, it wasn't. Don't talk about my people like that.
And it's always Popeyes. That's why it's racist. Right.
No, it's church's chicken.
Oh, down south is churches.
Church's chicken. Yeah.
What was I gonna say?
No, but not like the place church chickens. I'm talking about like the church's chicken.
Oh, the church's chicken. Yes. Oh, yeah, like the homemade.
Right.
Because that's because you know the bomb.
Some collard green and some chicken. Mm-mm-mm.
And cornbread.
Ooh, I think we need to go to Popeyes today.
They got the $5 box.
Mm. Everybody loves a $5 box.
We're at 33 minutes. There was something else I wanted to say about.
Do you want to cut it here and go to another 30 minute?
In Coulter, there was.
Do you want to
talk? Oh, this thing about. No, we'll go like 40 minutes because I want to read some iTunes reviews because we got some.
Oh, yay.
Oh, and I'm picking up Melinda this weekend or this week. We're not going to be able to meet with Amory Parker.
Why?
I actually spoke with her on the phone because she's going to be out of town for her job.
Oh, I thought she said, fucking liar. Oh, come have lunch with us.
A month ago.
How did you not forget that you have somebody and now she's all like,
no,
I can't.
Like a month ago.
No,
I mean, we said that a month ago.
I know.
Because actually the show that we said that on
was
literally a month ago recorded. Right?
No.
It was late. It was 2 weeks late.
Yeah. But we had already reached out to her at that point.
But that's okay. I mean, she was... Oh, bless you. She lives close enough that we could go see her or she can come here. So she's super nice. I talked to her on the phone. I called her and I left a voicemail. I was like, this is Ricky, the podcaster. And I was calling to see what we're going to do for lunch next Friday. So if you can, please give me a call back. Because I called her on her work phone.
Oh, you got all trying to be professional.
Right. When you get the chance, give me a call.
just in case someone's listening.
Right.
And instead of, this is what he really wanted to say. Hey, girl.
Bitch, pick up a phone.
Pick up that cheesy phone. Ooh, speaking of cheese, do you have some curds?
So we won't be meeting with her, but that's okay.
That sucks.
And then Hillary and Bernie stop going back and forth attacking each other and get up on the same train and make it a team.
It's not going to happen.
Get it together. We all know Hillary's going to be the person.
You know what? I saw this report on
Rupert.
I saw a Rupert. I saw this like thing about how they were saying that, you know, even though the delegates are very close now, like there's a huge gap. It was a huge gap. Now it's kind of closer. Mm-hmm. They're still saying that super delegates are still in her favor, and that is going to take a lot. Like she would like Hillary would literally need to lose all of the East Coast because that's kind of her territory, and it's not going to happen. And so they were saying that more than likely she's going to get the. I'm going to tell you right now. I want it to be over. I want it to be over. Taylor, take note. I want it to be over.
Can we get a simpler system? Like super delegates, delegates, like,
constituents.
Yeah, I'm like, who
super PACs
understands that?
Like, PICs.
Right. I don't know. I'm like, oh my God, all these. Like, I'm sorry. It's very convoluted. I don't remember it being this hard in U.S. government class in 12th grade.
No. Which I really thought. I think we talked about this last week. Isn't it interesting how like, and I talked about it with a coworker this week, so that's why I'm bringing it up. But isn't it weird how like there's a lot of stuff now that you're kind of like, I never what the fuck is that? Like I never heard that in history class or like government social class or whatever. It's
like the whole super PAC and all that all that shit's new.
Yeah, like it's all totally made up.
Well, like I'm like not made super up, delegates. But, I don't remember that shit from school.
Yeah, I guess those are. I still don't know what is that.
What's the difference between a delegate and a super delegate?
Let's look it up on our trusty future box.
Have people answer it.
Oh.
All right, so we got some I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. We got 3 iTunes reviews this week.
Oh shit.
I know. What? Flip it, Cher. Flip it.
Laganja girl, Laganja.
All right, so the first one is
Are we not doing that on the other show?
No, I'm going to read a couple now.
Oh, okay.
Because we're almost at 40 minutes. We have Violation of the Ear Holes. Oh. 5 stars.
Oh.
By Willie So Silly.
Oh. I feel like we've had communication with him, no?
I believe so. Through Twitter, I think.
The Twitters.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton. From CD lattes, Mariah Carey, and RuPaul to Hobby Lobby being the Chick-fil-A of craft stores.
Very true.
This is by far my favorite show. I used to alienate and scare the breeders within earshot. Completely relevant topics like artists' new albums to the tried and true harkings on a certain White House intern with a blue dress. Oh. No topic is off the crafting table.
Nope.
Oh, Willie So Silly, you're so good.
You're so, like, what is that called? Wordplay. Wordplay.
Right. Wordplay. You're so good, girl. Only work appropriate if you're a gay pimp or a go-go boy.
Yes!
Yes, honey.
Yes, law. I listen to it at work.
I don't listen to our own show. Rarely.
Because you're...
I listen to it just to make sure the sound is okay, and the last one sounded kind of muffled. Did you guys think it was... Not the car cast, but the one prior to that.
Did you think it sounded a little like this?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a dick that was in your mouth.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go, right?
I guess.
Say bye, Cuisinart. That's the blender.
That's my microwave.
Okay. Wave your micro. No, your micro weaves. Oh. Your micro braids. I love a good set of micro braids. Right. Ooh, we got to talk about your girl on the next show.
Yes.
All right. This is Ricky.
And this is Cuisinart.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate it.
We would love to hear your feedback. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can find us on Twitter and Instagram by using the handle @foulmonkeys.
Thanks for listening, and
we will talk to you soon.
Deuces!
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.